Okay, this is Perek Beis and Hilchos Nachlos. We're switching over to the halachas that deal with the Bechorah. So halacha Aleph, habechor nopla pishnayim b'nechzei aviv. So as we know, the firstborn gets a double portion from his father's estate. Shneimar l'aseslo pishnayim. Case of, as an example, if he's got five sons and one of them is the oldest or the eldest, habechor nopla shlish hamamon. So the Bechor takes a third of the estate. B'chalachem erba pshutim nopla shus. And the rest of the four get a sixth. And if he has nine sons, sorry, echad no tal chamishas, the bechor will go ahead and take a fifth. No tal asiris, and the rest of them will take the eight, will take tenth. This is how you divide up the estate in any situation as a firstborn. If a firstborn is born after his father's death, he does not get a double portion. He has a bechor benesnu yakir. If, let's say, his forehead emerged in birth while his father was alive, even if his entire head did come down, rather only his forehead came out after his father passed away, he would be entitled to a double portion. Halacha Gimel, Bechor, Shenikra, Zachar. Let's say a firstborn was born, and it came out that we couldn't identify his genitals without some type of surgery, Venimsa Zachar, and through the surgery we find out he's a male. He would not get double. On the other hand, when a regular son was born, and then after with a similar condition, and then after the operation was performed, it was discovered he was a male. So then, in such a case, he does not reduce the share the firstborn would take. It must be the son. Must be from the moment of. It must be the son from the moment of birth. So what does he mean to say? What does he mean that such a son born in a way does not reduce the share of the firstborn? Harisha ben Bechor. Let's say a person had a firstborn, or Shnei right? Two regular sons, Vizet, Tumtum, Shenikra, Venimsa, and this son, who's, let's say, who we are unable to identify his genitals, had surgery, and it turns out he was a male. HaBechor, the firstborn receives one quarter of the estate, as is being a Bechor, Ilu, Ein, Imo, Ela, Shnei, as if he only has two other sons. Bechati, Revia, Nishar. And the what do you call it? The three quarters of the estate that's left, Kolkamasoshne Pshutin, so the two sons divided up with the son who underwent the operation, being Bechor, as well as with the firstborn. Katan ben Yomecha, if a kid lived for only one day, he reduces the amount of the Bechor would get, but a fetus would not. Ubar. Uben Shinoah, so too a son who's born after his father's death, Bechor, also would not reduce the amount that the Bechor would be entitled to. Pashut. Let's just a question if the kid is a firstborn or is a regular kid. For instance, let's say he's mixed up with someone else. In such a case, because of the suffix, he doesn't get a double portion. The case of Osin. So what do you do? Im hukuru. Let's say the babies were distinct from each other. Excuse me, then they became mixed. Kosun harasha. So they make a document for a POA, power of attorney, and then they take the portion of the, what do you call it, of the firstborn with their brothers. But let's say they were not distinguished from each other. Let's say, for instance, there were two wives giving birth in like a cave or a hiding area. There's no power of attorney, and there's no extra portion for a firstborn. Let's say a person has two sons, one's a firstborn and one's regular. And both die while he's alive. Banim. What do you call it? After fathering children. The firstborn left a daughter, let's say, and the regular son left a son. So the son of the regular kid inherits one third of the estate of his grandfather, right? Which is his father's portion. The daughter of the firstborn, she gets two thirds. That is her father's portion. This applies as well to the sons of the deceased brothers and the sons of his uncles, the whole Yoshin, and as well as all of the inheritors. That the father of any of the heirs is a firstborn, no tell chelik he gets the share of the estate that belongs to him and being the firstborn. Shalo, in other words, the person who inherits a share of the estate also receives the firstborn's amount. But the firstborn does not receive a double portion of his mother's estate. Ketzav, for example, Bechor, Pashas, Yashar, Iman. So let's say a firstborn and a regular son inherit their mother's estate. Cholkem Meshaveh, they split evenly. Bein Shai Bechor Nachala, Bein Shai Peter Rechem. Doesn't matter if it was a firstborn with regards to inheritance or literally one the first that came out of her his mother's womb. But that's b'chol anachla who anol la'avrisham. The firstborn with regard to anachla is the first child born to the father. Shneimar ki yureishis ono. Ve'mashkifin al im, right? And we did not pay attention to the child status insofar as the mother's concerned. Avil yalda kamabanim, even if she gave birth to several sons. Hol v'zeh rishon aviv, since he is the first son born to the father. Yorish b'shtayim, he inherits a double portion. V'achiyot. Haba achar nifalim, right? So a son who's born after some babies that were born stillborn. Api shiyatzu rosh ha'nefel, even if the stillborn baby was alive when the head came out. Kishuhai. Haba achar b'chor anachla. Whatever comes afterwards is still considered a b'chor for inheritance. V'chem ben tisha shiyatzu rosh ha'mes. So too, let's say a fetus is born after a normal pregnancy. Haba achar and then dies. Haba achar b'chor anachla, right? The what do you call it? But it was not alive when its head came out. The son who follows is still considered to be a firstborn for inheritance. Rishis ono who nola lo. What it means is that the child is not emerged alive. That it came out alive. Rosho chai achar. That's why a fetus that was born that was brought to full term and most of its head comes out and is still alive at that point, but then dies afterwards. Anything that comes after that would not be considered b'chor. Yosi right? So let's say a kid born through a C-section, Baba Acharav, right? Nor any sons after him, Shtan in a Bechorim, neither of them are considered to be firstborn. Harisham Fishu Shalom Nolad. The first one's not considered technically born, so to speak. The Amar of Yaldu Labanim. Vashini Shari Kidu Acher, and the second one because he was preceded by a different kid. Allah Hibayis Haylu Banim Kishayi Akum, Benizgari in a Bolakakwa. The person is son when he was a non-Jew and then he converted, then he does not have a firstborn regarding Nachla. Aval Yisrael Shahayalo Ben Minashefla Min Akum. Let's say a Jewish man who had a son from a non-Jewish maidservant or from a non-Jew, hold of kari b'no. Therefore, since this kid's not considered a real son, havalo achar, anything brought afterwards, born afterwards, meaning Israelis from the Jewish woman, b'chol anachla is considered a b'chor for inheritance, not to be shtayim, therefore will be entitled to double. Let's say the oldest son is a mamzer, not to be shtayim, he still will get double. Shenamar ki es b'chor ben hasnuah yakir, zushasnuah ben yisoeah. This is meaning it was marriage, a woman whose marriage is quote unquote hated. And of course, this would apply to a case of a divorcee or a woman who had been chalitza. The three individuals who we believe when it comes to validating the status of a firstborn, Chaya, Imo, and Aviv. So the midwife, his mother, and his father. Chaya, Miyad, Shim, Amra, Ze, Yatzar, Rishon, Nemenes. So by the midwife, it's only accepted when it comes to the moment of birth. For instance, she says, this one came up first. Imo, kol shivas me'eleda, nemenes, lomar, zeh b'chor. The mother is accepted for the first 7 days after birth because she can say, oh, that's the firstborn. Aviv l'olam, the father's always believed. Afil amar ha'av amish lo'hokzak b'no klal, hu b'ni, hu b'chori, hu ne'eman. Even if the father says that the person was not known to be a son, it was definitely his firstborn son, we believe him. V'chein im amar alam mochzak lanu, shu b'choro, inu b'chor ne'eman. So too, his word, we accept him if he says that the person whom we consider to be his firstborn is not his firstborn. So either way, we accept his testimony. When a father's unable to speak anymore, then we check to make sure he's intelligent enough to go ahead in the same standard as we do if it would be giving a get. If he's able to either indicate to his hands or if he writes down that this son is the firstborn, he takes two. Let's say, a father's unable to speak anymore. And what we do in such a case is, excuse me, I'm sorry. Hey, let's say witnesses testify they heard a father make certain statements. That he said X, Y, Z. And we can deduce from that that what he meant to say is his father's the firstborn, his kid's the firstborn. He takes double. Even though, what do you call it? Even though the father says explicitly that what it called, this is my firstborn son. And finally, Lachi Zion, Shalomina of, let's say the father's heard saying, Shamar Zebni Behor, this son is firstborn, Inner Pukishnaim Eidozu. That's not enough to say that the son gets a double portion, Shema Behor the Imo, because maybe it's the firstborn of his mother, who, Lazenis Kamad Ava, Shema Bini Behor. That's why he's got to say, my son firstborn, not this son of mine is firstborn, but rather he's got to say, my son, my firstborn. That is Parak Beis, and we'll continue with Parak Gimel next time.